Dit is Dr. Terry Grossman.
You write a lot in your book about the role of inflammation. That's the underlying cause of many diseases. How can we stop inflammation if that occurs too much in your body?
Well, inflammation can come from several sources. Among the dietary sources of inflammation, the main sources of dietary inflammation are red meat, and dairy, and egg yolks. Because egg yolks have something, and red meat has something called arachidonic acid. And arachidonic acid is pro-inflammatory. So I think for that reason, most of us will do better to not eat too many egg yolks and not too much red meat and not too much dairy products, because those are pro-inflammatory foods. So we're better off for protein, eating either vegetable protein or chicken or salmon and other kinds of fish like that. Also, there's a lot of inflammation coming from iron. And the human body does not have any mechanism to get rid of iron. So when you eat red meat, when you eat green leafy vegetables, there's iron. And it gets absorbed into your body, and you have no way to get rid of it. So as you go through your life, if you're a man, you have no way to get rid of the iron except by bleeding. And unless you cut yourself or unless you give blood to the blood bank, you're not going to get rid of this iron, and your iron levels are going to go up. And the test that you want to do for this is called ferritin. There is a blood test you can do called ferritin level. People will often do what's called iron in the blood, but that doesn't tell you anything. You must test what's called ferritin. And most people have never tested their ferritin. So when people come to my clinic for these anti-aging evaluations, I always check their ferritin level, and I find that for men, almost always the ferritin level is too high, and I recommend to them go to the blood bank and give blood regularly so to make their ferritin lower, because ferritin makes inflammation, and ferritin makes increased risk of heart disease and cancer and Alzheimer's, so very major diseases. So I think it's important. Now, women always live longer than men. Every country in the world, women live about 8 years longer than men. And the reason is because for about 35 years of their life, they're getting rid of iron every month.
Yeah.
And I think this confers a survival benefit. I think that's why women live 8 years longer than men, because they get rid of their iron. So if men will go to the blood bank and give their blood, I think they can catch up to women and live the same length of time. Mm-hmm. So we won't have so many widows.
So there's no compound that blocks iron or binds to iron so that it can't get rid of your body, in your body?
There is. There is what's called a chelating agent called desferoxamine. But desferoxamine needs to be given by an injection. It's very painful. It needs to be given twice a day. So the best way to get rid of iron is to take off blood and give to the blood bank. So every once in a while, we can't do that. And we have to use a desferoxamine. But most of the time, the better way is to just give the blood, because then you help someone who needs it and you help yourself by giving it. Because patients in surgery that have hip replacements or car accidents often need blood.
Yeah.
So you can help other people and help yourself. So it's kind of a win-win situation to just give blood. And what people want to do is have a ferritin level less than 50. And so, for instance, when I checked my ferritin when I first started, it was 300. Every pint of blood, 500 milliliters of blood you give, drops your ferritin 50 points. Hmm. So I gave 5 pints of blood, and now my ferritin is less than 50. The last time I checked it, it was 18. So it's perfect. That's right where I want it to be. And now I will only maybe give blood 2 times a year, and that will be enough.